some Saddam Hussein moments in history. On July 8, 1982, he survived an assassination attempt in a mainly Shiite Muslim town 25 miles north of Baghdad. In retaliation, Saddam's security forces attacked the town, arrested about 1,500 residents. Many of those residents faced torture, and later 150 of those residents were executed on Saddam's orders. On March 28, 1988, he used chemical weapons against a Kurdish town in northern Iraq, killing an estimated 5,000 civilians. The attack is part of the government's campaign to suppress rebellious Kurds across northern Iraq. The campaign leaves 180,000 Kurds missing and presumed dead. On August 2, 1990, Saddam demands that Kuwait forgive the debts taken on by Iraq during the Iran War and then invades his tiny oil-rich neighbor. On February 20, 1996, he ordered the killing of his two son-in-laws, who in 1995 defected to Jordan and revealed details of Saddam's weapons program. And on March 1, 2006, Saddam Hussein admits that he personally approved the raising of farms owned by Shiites, convinced to plot to kill him. And Saddam says he ordered those Shiites tried and they were later executed, but insists his actions were not criminal. And on November 5, 2006, Saddam Hussein was sentenced to death. If there was ever a case for capital punishment, Saddam Hussein is it. I'm Dana Pretzer.